Are the good parts the parts where you get complimented on your fit?
Will likes it.
I like the pants and the boots a ton.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
I like it.
He's not sure about the shirt.
No, I didn't say that. I like every part. I said the pants and the boots are fire.
I like every part of you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the greatest episode, greatest podcast of all time, Fear and definitely much better than Wine About It.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Everyone is always saying that to me. They like random people will come up to me in the streets and will be like, dude.
That podcast chugs dick.
Dude. Yeah we do.
No, they don't. Yes, they don't. They want to, but they can't.
We love chugging dick.
No, I was talking about our podcast.
Oh, we also love chugging dick.
That's right. We fucking chug dick. Like a chug jug.
I had the funniest Marsh. I don't know if you saw this, but the yard slime got Marsh and Broden mixed up. And then someone was like, oh, no, you're talking about Marsh. And he goes, Marsh? Yeah, I don't fuck with him.
Oh, my God.
It was the most random stray in the entire world, but it was pretty funny. Anyway, was a random podcast.
That's right. We're putting out a hit on slime. I hate to do it to him, but, yo, you come after our fucking boy.
Marsh says he likes slime.
Stockholm syndrome.
He's saying he likes slime because he's in the victim seat right now. Yeah. He's scared of the bald man's prowess and willpower. All right, I got to address the elephant in the room. What the fuck are you wearing right now, dude?
Look,
is happening?
I have so many goddamn
talking points. I have things that I want to say. I wanted to talk about Will wearing this fit, but like that just, blew everybody out of the water.
Good. Thank you.
What happened?
I went to New York City.
Yeah, and he shopped at that local store in New York City. Zara.
Okay, look.
No, that's not Zara.
Nothing like a New York slice at Sbarro.
This is all Zara.
That's Zara?
The pants are Zara. This is Zara. This is Zara. The boots are Doc Martens.
Zara's got it like that?
Yeah, no. I was like, man, I don't want to spend... I went to Nordstrom and I was like, this is too expensive. So I went to Zara.
I'm in awe. For those of you at home listening, Austin is currently wearing like a purplish fishnet that actually...
Could live on its own.
Could be a two-piecer, but I don't know if it's like actually connected.
No,
to like
it's not
this
connected.
Oversized, old, withered, stonewashed, gray hoodie.
Why do you make it sound bad?
No. It's good. I mean, this is deliberately beat it up.
Withered is
up.
In.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everything is oversized. The only thing he needs to change is his hair. I think like your hair is still screaming like. Your hair is still saying I'm a nice guy, okay, whereas like everything else is saying you're a fuckboy.
What do you want him to do?
What honestly,
Hassan? I'm. Limited.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. I'm turning into that like TikTok Mew jaw maxing guy who takes people to Mogwarts. Ooh. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Bye bye. Like play that music in the post.
Okay.
Play that music. Yo, play that shit. Yo,
yeah, play
DJ,
that shit,
play
Marsh.
That shit. Yeah. Okay. Cook bye it. Bye. Okay, so here's what I'm envisioning, and I want Will. I need your advice on this as well.
I won't help.
Austin,
yeah,
buzz cut, goes blonde.
Bro, I don't have enough hair for that.
Buzz cut goes blonde. Doesn't matter. That actually saves you.
No, it doesn't. No, you
buzz
have to wait
cut,
till wait
not
till
like super tight, low taper, low fade, low taper fade.
Low
okay,
taper fade.
All the way to the buzz cut.
Okay, blonde.
He's now blonde.
Okay,
he grows out the beard a little bit too.
Just
big
I can.
Beard.
Do I dye the beard blonde?
Nah, dude. I have a totally different idea.
Okay, what's that?
Cornrows.
Oh.
To distract people from your old discretions.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, there's a new thing now.
Oh, okay, cool. Perfect. Yeah, no, my hair, but I'm very limited on what I can
like
do.
I like your hair.
I'm limited on what I can do with my hair.
It looks good. Because it just like, doesn't suit the fuckboy aesthetic that you're going with.
I like
right
your
now.
Hair.
Thank you, Will. But Hassan, maybe Hassan.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Grow it out a little?
Yeah.
Hard part.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a. See, this is why I need your help.
Hard part. Thank you. I need it more length. You're saying
Judy,
don't
what
cut
do
it.
You think?
I think you're beautiful.
Wow. Thank
the way
you so
you are.
Much.
I'm going to be thrown to Cutie
way,
so much more.
Cutie's scamming. What?
I'm scamming?
Yeah, she keeps the,
like
she's
Cruella
keeping the tag on her on her jacket
because
she's
going to
return it.
I'm not going to return it.
Are you for real right now?
Well, I thought that was based.
The tag is on it. I just don't feel like
you haven't gotten around to taking it off.
Well, I wasn't going to wear the jacket, but my tummy's sticking out of this more than I would like.
Oh, my gosh.
No, the jacket.
Oh, no.
I knew she was scamming. It's over. You see her reaction?
Oh, no.
She said she was too lazy to remove it. I knew she was scamming.
For those that want to know, it's fake. It's not real fur.
It's not, of course it's not real.
Just want to let you know, just in case. PETA.
Cutie looks great today.
You look great. You look like Cruella De Vil.
On the wetness scale, like a 2.
Dude, yeah, you are remarkably not wet
dry,
today.
Dry.
Did you use a blow dryer?
Yeah, I used a blow dryer. But the problem is, because my hair breaks so much, that I put oil in it, so my hair kind of looks damp even when it's not. And I need help from the girlies, because why? Am I using the wrong oil?
No, I think it's because you bleach the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. No, dope. That's cool. Yeah. No. Ow.
Okay, second elephant in the room. Will, what the fuck are you wearing, big dog? What's happening here? You got, I mean, it looks cozy as hell. Don't get me wrong. No disrespect, but like the balaclava
man,
too.
Life comes at you so fast. Yesterday I got a vampire facial, so my face is a little red. I'm also protecting it from UV rays. Right?
Okay. Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's awesome. Wait, how did you like it?
I get them all the time.
Damn.
You get vampire facials all the time?
Will and I think of the group, I think Will and I
Bro,
do the
I'm
most
like
cosmetics.
I'm like 50 years old and I do like a teenager's job. I got to keep it real.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
I got a scrotal tuck.
Scrotal
okay,
tuck.
Now, okay. Shut the fuck up.
No, he's real.
Have you not been tucking? How long are your balls
How do I tuck my scrotal?
I'm sorry. Explain further.
Explain the
elaborate.
Scrotal tuck.
I mean, they just take some length.
He's just lipo. Dude, my man's balls, the balls of a baby, okay? His balls looking like mine when I was a fetus.
Yeah. Also.
So smooth.
Last night, I didn't sleep much because I won 16 games of League of Legends in a row.
Yeah. Really Will's cool. like,
I'm
man.
I'm a fucking god.
Will goes, man, I'm not feeling too great lately. I'm feeling kind of sad.
Yeah.
And then I raid Nessua. And his title is playing League with Will Neff. And I was like, hey dude, maybe don't do that.
I got to make my friends rent.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
You literally call League depression.
Yeah,
that's your term for it.
That if you lose, well, I'm up good.
It makes me. I like playing League when I'm sad. I'm not kidding you. I actually
I'm
like
up
it.
Good.
I like
you
it
have
so
the
much.
Energy of a train wreck's TV watcher, being like, no,
99% of League watchers stop before they hit it big.
No, because like actually, Riot's method for keeping you hooked, and the same goes for Valorant as well. Is exactly that. It's just like the highs are so good and the lows are so bad. But like, I feel like they give you just enough to keep you hooked.
16 games in a row is insane.
We were dialed in.
You're hooked for 16.
My man's responsible.
Well, also,
my man's responsible with Adderall shortage out here.
My boy Nessua said he was taking a little time off and he came back to streaming and I saw he was doing good numbers and I was like, hey, let's just roll that train.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're helping.
Well, I was also enjoying the fact that Ness was playing out of his mouth. We were both, like, we hit that sweet spot where we could not lose.
Yeah.
I felt like I was a god playing with toys.
I haven't hit that in years.
It was kind of sexy. The other thing that I would like to talk about, so I wore this fit kind of as a meme, right? Because I feel like this fit on a podcast is immediately incendiary. I wanted to see if we could pimp the thumbnail. But also, I don't know if you guys know this, the LA Marathon's happening today.
I did not
know
this.
Are you protesting the LA Marathon?
No. And I'll tell you what. My driver panicked, and he kept trying to go through the marathon, and he pulled up to it, and he's like, man, you got to get out. I was like, what? He's like, you got to walk across the marathon. Okay. Call an Uber on the other side. You want to know what makes people really uncomfortable at a marathon? A dude in a fucking ski mask walking across the marathon.
Yeah, I would avoid
I love this.
Did
I love
you
it
get
just
stopped?
Like,
no, I didn't get stopped. People ran away from me. But I was like, I got halfway through and I was like, I'm not here to do terrorism. Yeah. I had a vampire.
He's like, guys, I'm white. Yeah. I'm out.
Everybody
Except
chill.
In West Hollywood, during the fucking LA marathon, being a white guy with a balaclava puts you in higher, like, you're more likely to be the one doing
No, but I actually felt terrible. I actually felt terrible because, like, I didn't even, I slept for like 20 minutes. I didn't even think. I hopped out of an Escalade. Uh-huh. Hopped out of an Escalade and just started walking across the LA Marathon
run away from
in
you
a ski mask.
Yeah.
Oh, Cutie and I would be out.
Yeah, we would be.
We would be out.
We would actually ditch each other.
Yeah. We would be out.
I like immediately. It just didn't cross my mind, and I was like, "Oh my
you
god,
know,
I'm so sorry."
Ludwig was supposed to run that.
That's exactly the type of shit he would do.
Whoa, my god, he's such a cheese sandwich.
That's my strong handsome boyfriend.
Let's talk about marathons.
He ran a half marathon.
Let's talk about fucking marathons.
Yeah, let's get into it.
And how unacceptable they are.
Yeah. Take that shit to a beach. Take that shit to a high school gymnasium. With your little ass placard.
Yeah, you know, just run a fucking track. I'm going to take it one step further. Don't take them anywhere. Fuck marathons. Cancel them all.
Wow, you're full-blown anti-marathon.
I'm anti-marathon. Like, what the fuck is the point? We're just going to run until we're sick?
Yeah. No.
It's over.
When Vice President Rogers is in office, he's going to take care of this day one.
Yes, dude. I'm so stoked on that. We're going to talk about
Don't move off marathons.
Let's get back because I have a lot of smoke for this.
Yeah, let's get it.
I think there is nothing more.
Come back on.
I think there's nothing more fucking annoying than being like, oh, yeah, we have gathered the most annoying do-gooders of all time. Because I've never met like a piece of shit that runs a marathon.
Yep.
It's always some motherfucker with a calendar and is like, oh, I'm running because my best friend's dog has cancer. Mm. Like, they're all good people. And I fucking hate that. Yep. Okay.
Wow.
All of you fucking do-gooder ass sons of bitches with your fucking physically fit bodies and your running this fucking marathon and you're making it my goddamn problem. I don't want to fucking think about running for that long. I don't want you to fucking shut down infrastructure. It's bullshit.
Is there a way to make marathons cooler? Like if there's a slip and slide in the middle?
Okay, I'm listening.
Every fucking
I'm listening.
I'm meditating. I'm letting you speak.
It's not the worst idea. You very quickly came up with like a decent slip and slide.
Okay, speak on that.
This is what I think happens. I think we start the marathon at the tippity top of the mountain we have here in LA by the Hollywood sign.
Okay.
And then you have to slip and slide down, and then you have to run while it's flat, and then we find another hill. Or you might have to run back up, actually. And then you slip
that's
and slide.
Okay, it's dangerous. It's silly. I love it.
That's an interesting idea because now you're also cutting LA by east-west, which is already a division that exists.
Yes.
Versus cutting LA through the entire fucking city. Okay. Yeah.
What if we do a survival marathon?
That's it.
Yeah,
What he just said is it. Nobody goes east-west.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Well, yeah, actually, I think Austin's onto something.
Survival marathon.
Will Neff's at the back with a gun.
Maybe not.
In his mask.
Well, maybe not the gun part. Make it a natural disaster so nobody's to blame.
What?
Besides God.
We throw everybody on a marathon on a fault line. Okay?
What?
I think
it's population control for Los Angeles. There's too many people.
Okay, you went to New York for like 3 days, and now you're talking about executing the homeless.
No, what? I did not talk about executing the homeless.
Like,
you brought this up.
He's like, I wear this fit, and now people think I'm homeless. Yuck, ew, we should kill them.
I honestly think the marathon, first, it needs easements where you can drive through it.
Yeah.
The idea that the whole fucking
they do,
city,
by the way. But they're few and far between. Yeah.
It's bad.
And it's not like designated. And I don't think there's enough like go ahead of time. Like I had no fucking clue what was happening.
It took me three times the amount of time to get here today.
My driver just quit.
Yeah.
He literally was like, I can't do it.
It took me an hour to leave LAX and I was at Terminal 7. That's the exit, by the way. It took me an hour to get from the end of the exit through the exit.
Yeah.
An hour. They reduced it to one lane.
Mm. Yeah, LAX is already dog shit when there is
this city sucks. I'm going to New York.
We're gonna put a button on this before people think that we are terrible. Listen, we're a little terrible.
Yeah, no, fuck you, Cody Coe and Jeff Woodeck. You fucking marathon running sons of bitches. Y'all look so sexy. I hate that shit. Fuck
you. I will say if you've made a real commitment to fitness or you just want to challenge yourself, that's based, and I'm happy. And I'm glad you chose to do that.
But if you got a friend with cancer and that's why you're running, fuck you.
I do not endorse this take.
And fuck your friend,
I've never been happier to be wearing a ski mask. No, but honestly,
who would,
like,
take what I just said seriously? There's got to be
the internet
out there.
Is 100. Terrible.
Do you think 100. Streaming is harder than running a marathon?
100% yes. Put that shit. Put that shit on the board.
The LA marathon is the most inconvenient every year. It's just the city shuts down, man.
Everything. This city needs to be banned from hosting any events. Yeah. Period. They need to take them away.
Yeah, they want to do like the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing the Olympics here.
I think our nation needs a great leader, which takes us right into our next topic.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, shortlist.
Yes, I am so
I think as
ready.
A Jets fan, there's a possibility. And now they're saying, you know, they're saying that they've picked another running mate at this point, but I don't believe them.
Mm.
I think they're just building hype.
I have a very controversial take.
Because gunslinger, quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, four minutes total play time in the last NFL season.
Well, that's because the torque on his leg was so extreme from his muscles that human anatomy could not withstand.
Because he didn't take the vaccine that limits him.
Well, no.
He should have been limited by the vaccine.
There was vax around him.
Oh.
And it attacked his immune system. It was herd vaccination.
Mm.
There has never been more of a vindication for the gay autism that you get from the vaccines than Mr. Pfizer being like a national fucking hero.
Yeah.
And I'm of course talking about Travis Kelce, like national hero, got the hottie all over television, brother retires on top, successful podcast, like he's got it all. And then Aaron Rodgers, 4 minutes of playtime, banned from the Pat McAfee show. Like that's because It was his one outlet. He can't even get there anymore.
Listen,
and now he's running for president.
I'll say this right now.
Vice president.
They won't take you on, Pat. Aaron, we will take you on Fear.
100%.
You want to come air it out? I'll ride for you. That's
Pat
my quarterback.
Pat McAfee on Fear and?
No,
not Pat McAfee.
Aaron Rodgers,
talking about Aaron
the quarterback
Rodgers.
For the New York Jets.
Yeah, but I would let him on too.
President.
Why do you like Pat McAfee?
You like Pat
do you
McAfee.
Know who Pat McAfee is?
I just wanted to fit in.
I mean, Pat McAfee's fine. I just
he
thought
can become
that it was
on the podcast.
Yes, he can definitely come on the podcast. We'll all wear our little fucking sleeveless shirts.
I just want you guys to know that as a Jets fan, I'm
so
making.
So who
a
is he running with?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president, and because of like getting the complications in our undemocratic process, in order to run as a third party candidate as an independent and not part of like the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, which are the established third parties that are already on the ballot or have a ballot slot, you have certain qualifications that are, in my opinion, incredibly high. Like the qualifications are high bars to clear.
Yeah.
Like in the state of California,
starting
if you want to be on it, in the state of California, if you want to be on it, you have to get like 250,000 fucking signed votes, like authorized votes to be able to get on it as a separate person. And in other states, you have to literally establish the petition to get 100,000 signatures in between the primaries and the general election. So the month, like it's like
Wait,
super
1,000?
Short. 100,000.
Oh,
we could
in the state of California, 250,000 votes. By the way, 250,000 signatures means you need to get more people.
Yo,
to
let's
vote.
Get you on the ballot.
Yeah, I feel
yeah.
Like
no. I'm so on board with RFK Jr. It's not even a joke. That's why I was gonna say this. Like, he's an anti-vaxxer. He fucking can barely do 75s on the bench press. But overall, on principle, I'm on board with it. And I will say it right now: if he gets Jesse the Body Ventura as his vice president, I will vote for him.
I don't think it's Jesse the Body. I think he went with
those are the two names that he's floating.
No, I think he went with a young woman. I think he finally settled.
Wait,
lame woke culture came for you, Robert. You fucked up. You fucking piece of shit. You sold out, dude. I will. Based. I literally. This based. Is the first time I've
dude,
said this.
The takes
openly.
Are so based right
if
now.
If Jesse the Body say. Ventura, the Marine. Yeah. Himself, okay, yeah. The real governator, all right, not some fucking Austrian bullshit. I'm talking the real governator,
the body, baby.
Chris- Is this an election year?
Yes.
Don't look at me like that. I don't know what's happening.
It's an election year.
That's crazy.
All I know
Kitty.
Is Taylor Swift comes back in May.
That's crazy.
Actually, April. Sorry,
Kitty. You know what?
I think
let's open it up.
What?
What do you want to talk about, baby?
I want Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Bynes to run for president. Amanda Bynes
I like it.
Started
wait,
wearing wigs.
Wait, half that ticket? I'm heavily naturally into it.
Big.
The rest of that ticket
big
might cause nuclear holocaust.
Well, Amanda Bynes recently started wearing
Sydney
wigs.
Sydney Sweeney might cause nuclear holocaust.
No!
You're right. That's what he's saying.
No, no. Listen, let me go on the record. Okay. Sydney Sweeney, I love you.
Thank God.
Sydney Sweeney walks into the Situation Room. The fucking general has a heart attack, accidentally hits the nuclear button. That's what I mean. She walks into the Situation Room and he's like, oh,
I would, you know what?
Done.
You know what? I'd forgive her.
Amanda Bynes started wearing wigs recently, but then she switched to extensions. And I think that's the vice president we need.
Wow, that is such a powerful move.
Thank you.
I've seen the Amanda Bynes stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can I be real with you guys?
Let's pull it up, by the way, because I don't know.
There is maybe nothing that makes me feel older or more decrepit than seeing a person I used to like worship and idolize. Yeah.
She was the Sydney Sweeney of my youth.
I don't think she was ever Sydney Sweeney.
What?
Amanda Bynes was kind. I mean, Amanda Bynes, the part of the reason that I loved her so much is she was funny.
Yo, what's happening with this Dothraki ass fucking, or not Dothraki, fucking profile.
It's under a weird name.
Why is she looking like a Game of Thrones character? What the hell?
She's becoming a nail tech, right?
Good for her. Manicure. Love that. Love that.
Fabulous.
Love a queen who's...
Do you guys remember the Amanda show? You don't.
Amanda show. Yeah.
So what happened? Is she like super fucked up due to being like a child actor in Hollywood? Is that what it is?
She had a turn.
It's under a weird name.
Where she flipped almost like it was crazy.
She posted that thing about like wanting Drake to murder her pussy.
Oh,
yeah, that was the beginning of the
yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I don't remember this.
What was she cooking?
That was like when I was in college. That was a while ago.
I'm not super sure, because if you go to the comments, everyone's like, drugs, drugs, drugs. I don't really know what, I guess sometimes I don't know what drugs look like. What?
Wow. Okay. Woke Chinese government coming after Amanda Bynes. Oh. We know for a fact that she was going
to. But she just switched to extensions.
I mean, because she's running for president on the Sydney Sweeney ticket.
There you go.
And Xi Jinping fears her influence.
I'll talk about government with you guys.
I'm just happy she's happy.
You didn't know it was an election year.
Where the fuck is Kate Middleton?
I don't know.
That's a good time.
Everybody's been asking.
Where is she?
Didn't she? So the she was elected.
Do you know about the royal family?
No.
Do you need me to explain to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the world needs you to explain the royal family.
I'm going to explain the royal family in pop girly terms, okay? Here we go. So imagine, because I don't know their real names, Prince Charles, actually? Maybe Prince Charles. Prince Charles? No, I got this. Prince Charles was married
to make it up.
Diana. Diana, the hottest fucking lady in the whole entire world. We love Diana. She's like Renee
murdered,
Rapp.
Right?
She's like Billie Eilish. We fucking love her.
What did Austin say? I didn't hear.
She was murdered, right?
By the royal family.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So she's allegedly fucking dope. We have her poster on the wall. We think she's sick. Yeah. And then
I had her Beanie Baby.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Princess Di Beanie Baby.
Yeah, you don't remember the Princess Di Beanie Baby? That shit was gas.
Can you pull that up?
I honestly think this Beanie Baby is worth like grands now, many grands.
It's a mix. There's one for 50,000 and there's also one for
40,000.
Wait,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
wait, what about
the rarest beanies, bro?
It doesn't even look like Princess Diana.
It's the rose from her memorial.
Oh.
That's crazy. They made Beanie Babies off of her death.
It's $50,000.
Yeah, there were some crazy Beanie Babies. The Tiananmen Square Beanie Babies worth like $1 million.
Shut the fuck. There's no way. There. Please pull that
up. You've never seen the Tank Man?
Are you fucking joking?
Okay, I'm fucking with you.
There's
no Tank Man.
Like 9/11 Beanie Baby? What the fuck? Like
the Tiananmen Square Beanie Baby goes nuts.
That is dude. Bring that shit back, son. With the NFTs resurgence and then death, dummies need some new shit to purchase.
Yeah.
Thinking that they can get someone else to be the bag holder.
All right. This is a good time for me to actually admit, though, I was a Beanie Baby kid.
Were you?
Yeah.
And how many did you have? Really?
Dog, I probably...
Where are they?
So I'm telling you, this was my life. This was my life in my summer, okay? I would go and I would collect cans on Beaver Island. I would ride around this island and I would collect aluminum cans for the 10 cent deposit. I would get my $7 and I would immediately spend it on Beanie Babies. And I got like 200 of them probably.
You still have them?
Like,
what?
You still have them?
No, my mom gave a crate of them away and I shit you not. Probably, I had the tags all minted too, crispy. Probably a lot of money worth of Beanie
Babies. Dude, imagine like there's a resurgence of Beanie Babies right now. You could have like $10 million.
Yeah, I know the value of them fell off a cliff, but I know like the Princess Di one, mine wasn't in good shape, but I had a few.
But you had one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had
bro,
a few.
That's 50 bills for a fucking $7 bear.
That's insane. Okay.
Well, the thing was, where I was buying these Beanie Babies was like, it was an island. So the rare ones didn't go. They would order them and I would buy them. But I'm trying to remember what other ones I had. I had the elephant. I know that was pretty rare. I had the peace bear, the tie-dye peace bear. I had the...
Can we pull this fucking
St. Paddy's Day one?
Most rare Beanie Babies.
I had the St. Paddy's Day one. Mm. I had...
It's St. Paddy's Day today.
There was like one
happy St. Patrick's Day.
One.
None of us are wearing green.
Yeah, this one. How much is that worth now? No. That's worth 20 racks?
Shut the fuck up,
bro,
dude.
I had that.
That's used, bro.
I had
that's
that.
That's used. And it's like the other one's going for 17.
That's... Dude, that means that I probably had like 100.
Well, how are they worth so much? Worth like, don't movies. A lot of people have these sitting around?
No, so
or did people just throw them away?
It's like trading cards. So if they're in mint condition, so I had all the tags in these little tag savers that you would buy. And then look up the St. Paddy's Day one because it's also St. Paddy's.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm trying to think like what other rare ones. I had a bunch, bro. I had the original bear or bull too, the red bull. Look up the original bowl, too. How much is the St. Paddy's Day one worth? This is, I can't tell my mom. My mom would actually cry if she knew she gave $100,000 of Beanie Babies away.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
Well, maybe she made someone how much very is that? Rich, so that's nice.
Well, how much is that one worth? Yo!
Wait, that's not even a bear. That's a cow.
Original you had this one, too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I
could have retired on Beanie Babies.
Brother, I was militant. And the other place I would get them was my aunt would work at Morgan Stanley. And she would tell her, like, I guess her assistant, like, my nephew only wants Beanie Babies. So he would like go get me
so are people,
all the fresh drops in Manhattan.
Their prices are listed for
little,
that much.
He's a little autistic.
Yeah. Yes. Are they selling them for that much? Or
Austin,
they're listing them?
I have no idea. I just remember at one period of time, the value of Beanie Babies fell off a fucking cliff. I remember I was like, I thought I was sitting on like my treasures.
Yeah.
My beanie treasures.
Yeah.
My but treasures. You were.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know it.
No, I kind of knew
you kind of knew you saw it coming.
I mean, yeah, he was collecting them in mint.
What
like,
kind of
he
person right
be...
now is paying 50 G's for a...
Dude, I
you got to have the I, type of money first, and then you got
to
have
I
that.
I went away to boarding school, and when I went away to boarding school, I had probably 200 Beanie Babies in a like a Tupperware container in a cedar closet with all the tags with sealant on them.
Wow.
And they were given away.
That's crazy. Yeah, I made my parents keep my like old comic books and stuff, not because they're like mint, but just because like I'm a bit of a hoarder and I have like, are you guys sentimental about things like
I'm
that?
Sentimental about things
I don't
in general.
Believe that.
I have the same, you don't believe that?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You don't know me at
your
all.
Your house
then.
Is like so millennial gray.
No,
it feels
no,
like
no, no.
Sanitized.
You don't understand. I am responsible for all my family's heirlooms. I have a baby grand piano that my grandmother that I inherited from my grandmother. I have
an old
grandfather clock.
Okay, this is the most Lebanese shit you've ever said.
I've got textbooks, binders full of photographs from that date back to the 1960s.
He's got binders full of women,
and then I also have binders filled with my grandfather's letters to the U.S. government advocating against the state of Israel.
Yeah, dude, you have to bust those out.
I do. I have them. I have a full binder full.
Fucking, I
sent you a photo of one of them. And
I know.
You didn't
I remember.
Respond. You need to do a dramatic reading.
Dude, your grandfather was actually based. I don't know what fucking happened to you, but
wait, what? Are you kidding me? It's
cool because, like, listen, they're Christian, right? Lebanese Christian.
Yeah.
So I suspect that
he wasn't very religious, but.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, as a Lebanese Christian, like his opinion on Israel is like clouded by the fact or shaped by the fact that like Israel's always been like very hostile. Some Lebanese Christians, it goes in either direction. Like they are either like super Christian and like phalangist, like fascists aligned with Israel, or what am I doing? Oh my God. Yeah. We're doing puppets.
He dedicated a lot of his life to, fighting for the rights of Palestinians.
Did you collect anything?
I was a Polly Pocket kid.
Polly Pocket.
But like not
Polly Pocket was sick.
Not the rubber chew on their clothes, the tiny, tiny baby babies.
No, I remember Polly Pocket because Polly Pocket had a boy contemporary called like Max, and you would open them up and they were like little play sets.
I still have a bunch of them at my house.
Yeah.
I had the Wizard of Oz Polly Pocket set and I had the Harry Potter one. And everyone had a boyfriend and a girlfriend. There was one gay couple, even at my young age.
Oh, my God.
Wow. As a Mormon?
Wow. I relate to this story now.
No,
no. Now I'm interested.
I had the Winnie the Pooh Polly Pocket set. It was so cute. It was a tiny... Will you look it up, Marsh? It was so cute. There was Polly tiny Pockets. Little Eeyore and tiny little... And I lost Piglet, and I was so sad. And then so all the Polly Pockets had to go on a search party for Piglet.
Oh my God.
I had Tigger, and he fucked this girl.
Oh.
Yeah, so there was some furry stuff
Wait,
going on.
Wait, your Polly Pockets?
Yeah, my Polly Pockets were having sex a little bit.
Oh, my God.
That's weird. No, I don't know what any of this looks like,
it's
even.
It's one with
what
the...
What is it? Can you
remember Polly
Pockets? Can you click so I can see it?
They were little tiny play sets.
The one with the balloon, actually, that Poshmark $18 vintage 1999.
Damn, broke boy. None of this shit is expensive now.
So
Will got
cute.
His money up. You got your funny up.
I was a young mogul.
I used to collect keychains and put them on the back of my backpack.
You had a roller backpack.
That is worth $350.
That is roller backpack.
You didn't have a roller backpack.
Look at it. It's so cute.
Oh my God. Wait. Stop the Polly Pocket thing for a second. Austin,
did you have a roller backpack?
Did you have a roller backpack?
I had a phase.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Of course you did.
I had a phase. I think I had it for like a grade. I had a grade,
dude,
a roller backpack.
So lame, dude. How?
Dude, it was a grade school thing.
Were you a hall monitor?
No.
You know who had a roller backpack? My brother.
Yeah, I was like eight. Okay. I was like eight. All right. I was eight. I didn't have a roller backpack in high school. This is like grade school.
Yeah.
And I had one for like a year. And then I stopped and I was like, you know what?
Bro, thank God for RuneScape.
I was like,
thank God for RuneScape
like
and gun control.
Yeah. In high school, I once bought a camping backpack.
Yeah.
The giant full
wow.
And I would just dump everything in
but
there.
But yeah, no, that makes sense. That's cool as hell.
No, but I got to a certain age and I was like, you know, then they're like, oh, only f***s wear. Only f***s have roller backpacks.
Brother, in the early 2000s,
he's trying so
only
hard to
F-words
be cool.
Did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That was everyone.
Yeah.
I know.
If you like tied your shoes, you were a
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, the good old days.
No, I know it's hard to believe, but I wasn't cool.
I know it's shocking. Everyone's always shocked when you explain because like throughout your college experience, you lived like a 45-year-old divorced dad.
Yeah.
Going to Applebee's.
Yeah, going to Applebee's, drinking Oreo milkshakes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of old toys,
mm-hmm.
I did something, and you're gonna like this. Type in Stretch Armstrong villain.
Ooh.
So this was my favorite toy growing up. And I actually bought this shit as an adult. And I have it. There he is, the red guy. I think his name's Vector Man or Vac Man. Yeah.
Oh, I know this thing.
Yeah, and I have him. This is my favorite toy growing up. You should buy a Polly Pocket.
Well, you know what I did actually at Disneyland. Disneyland has I was there. It was actually.
Cutie, that's your first dap up.
Yeah, that was really good.
It was, I was walking through Disneyland. And I saw this big Polly Pocket set, and I haven't seen him since the 90s, and it was $100.
Mm.
And I remember for some reason, I felt like I needed to like call and ask someone. So I called Ludwig, and I was like, can I buy a Polly Pocket set? And he's like, buy whatever you want. It's my money,
you rich.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to return your jacket. Like, you don't have to scam people anymore.
I was
you're
like
rich,
nervous,
girl.
But I bought it, and I have it. I have a little
monorail
set.
No, it's good that she still has that scammer mentality.
Yeah.
Well, there's this Disneyland Polly Pocket set that I never bought that I kind of want to buy off of eBay.
Yo, let's...
We're buying it for Cutie.
I kind of want it. But we'd put all my Polly Pockets in a hamster wheel and we'd do a tournament and we'd see who would fall out and stuff.
I also had an idea for Disney.
What?
Let's go. I want to go in full like bounding cosplay.
Oh, Disney bound?
Yeah. I want to like dress up as What, you know, the Goofy movie?
Yeah.
You know, Powerline?
Uh-huh.
I want to dress up as Powerline.
Well, you have to, you can only Disney bound. You can't, like, wear a costume.
They don't let you wear costumes, right?
Because yeah,
you're like
the rules.
Freaking out the kids.
You would have to, like, let's see.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me I can't dress as Powerline.
You would have to just wear like a yellow shirt.
That's such and, a
well,
sick.
I'm not gonna do Goofy face.
Goofy face.
Yeah, you can't do Goofy face.
Is Powerline black?
Yeah. Well, he's like Goof black.
Yeah, yeah. No, but like, look, he's got a fucking high top.
Yeah, dude, have you ever heard this song? Yo, pull this track up.
Yeah, he's got, oh my God, he's got the sickest hair. Like with the
honestly think this is by far the best Disney song.
Oh, Eye to Eye? Oliver and Company.
Can I ask you guys a thing while you're pulling this up?
That's so good.
Did you guys, okay, well, I'm going to ask you to pull another thing up as well, but like in Turkey, when we were growing up, we had obviously like Pokemon cards and stuff, but the other thing that we had was called Tussle, and it came in like a bag of chips. It was like Pokemon cards, basically, but like small, circular, and you would slam them against one another.
They're called Crazy Bones.
Okay, so you guys had that.
Yeah, they're Pogs.
Pogs? Okay. Pogs are crazy. Were they little figures or were they discs?
No, they were discs.
Pogs. Pull that up. Yeah. Pull that up, Billy.
Yeah, that Parks shit
is working overtime.
That yeah, shit would come in. Out. That shit would come in. Like that's what I had. Yeah.
And you had a big ass slammer.
Yeah,
a slammer where you'd flip them.
I don't know if we had slammers.
You didn't have slammers.
But yeah, this shit was like,
bro,
this was all the rage,
slammers,
dude.
Yeah. So the way you played Pogs is you would have them right, and you'd have all your nice Pogs, and you would lay them down, and then you would take a slammer, and you versus an opponent. You would slam the big fucking
and
heavy
you try
one,
to flip it.
And any ones you flipped, you got
too
to keep.
Young for
you got
yeah.
to keep.
Yeah, that shit sucked.
But
because,
my brothers
like,
did it.
You would
all
lose.
Your
yeah,
ass.
You'd lose your fucking yeah. sick ass pog. It sucked.
Yeah, man.
It was devastating.
Dude, I had
child.
The Dr. Phil base set Pogs, and that shit went crazy.
Dr. Phil.
Boy, yeah.
I was like,
I'm just making shit up today, but I'm on point.
Okay, I have a bunch of topics that I want to
get
to.
Oh, get into it.
Okay. First and foremost,
is Boeing in there?
No, but we can talk about it.
Duck Team's falling
like.
Off their airplanes.
I mean,
Austin.
I'm not gonna lie. After you went on the record last week and really rode hard for Boeing, they kind of let you slide, King.
Yeah, no.
Wait,
this is the problem. Okay, this is
he went on the record and then
three more planes have experienced.
And it's not even just that.
No,
the whistleblower got fucking killed.
No.
Like,
here's the deal. This is the problem. This is the
problem.
Austin
is writing
for
he doesn't want to die.
Well, here's the deal. Me, I'm not defending Boeing. Okay. The whistleblower being killed or whatever is very suspicious.
Oh, what happened to the whistleblower, Austin?
Very suspicious, should be investigated. The problems at Boeing, yeah. Like fuck Boeing. I'll go on the record, say fuck Boeing, right? Fuck Boeing for all they've done.
He's so
right?
stressed.
No, I'm not stressed at all. And all the systematic problems within Boeing need to be addressed. The problem is what's frustrating me when I look at Twitter or social media or the media is we're conflating two separate issues here. The issue with Boeing and the systematic issues with Boeing and their MAX planes. And then general maintenance issues that are happening with jets that were built in like 1995.
Austin,
okay.
The side flew off another plane.
It wasn't even, yes, you're talking about a United Airlines Boeing 737-800 bound for Medford, Oregon that landed safely. The plane was built in 1998.
You're telling
so
me
unless
if,
you're saying that
if
the
someone does a checklist on his standard maintenance list, the side of the plane
no,
will
no, no.
fly
well,
off?
I have no idea, but a plane that was built in 1998, the problems with Boeing have come to light in the last five years or whatever with the MAX issues, with the Lion Air disaster and you know and the other MAX crash, right? This is all related to the MAX and the newer jets, right? The older jets that have been manufactured.
Here, can I summarize?
What's happening right now is a lot of these maintenance-related issues that are these incidents happen, but they're usually relegated to being reported on local news. But now, because it's a hot issue, every single incident is being nationally broadcasted.
It's good.
It's basically, and I brought this up already. When you were on my stream, it is the same principle behind Palestine, Ohio, right? Like the Eastern Ohio derailment that occurred, the train derailment that occurred was devastating, certainly. There are 1,000 plus train derailments that occur every year. But because that was a hot button issue, because everyone was like, oh, what the fuck? These trains are derailing. What's happening? That like the media started picking up these stories and started covering it. And now it's gone away, even though train derailments are still occurring. And not only train derailments, but like obviously all matter of like, you know, continental logistics runs into these same issues. You have trucks that fucking get into crashes and whatnot, where they're carrying, while they're carrying chemicals, like it happens all the time, but people are hyper focusing on it because it's like the meta. Same thing is happening with Boeing planes. What you're saying, right, I think, is that Boeing quality assurance has gone down
can I be honest?
In recent years. So all the newer models are actually running into problems.
Can wrap around a trucker smoking a bunch of meth to do a long haul run and like jackknifing a truck. Oh. My brain cannot wrap around being stuck in the middle seat on a fucking 10-hour flight and having the side of the plane fly off.
No, but that's not even, it was like I don't even know what happened with this United plane. But what I'm saying is it's not, like, that's a completely separate issue. These are two separate issues.
Well, I saw on Twitter you said it's a United issue.
It could be like, yeah, it could be, the most common denominator here is United. We don't know, but if we're alleging that Boeing has quality assurance issues, which we know...
It would be an international disaster.
Yeah, well...
You would hear more about, like...
You would have heard... These things would have been happening since the 90s, is what I'm saying.
Like a whistleblower getting killed.
Yeah, no, you're conflating the two issues. Yeah. They're two separate things. I'm not saying that those things are...
Wait, so what did the whistleblower
both of these things
say exactly?
Well, these are separate issues, is what I'm saying. Like, this needs to be investigated. Boeing needs to be investigated, held accountable. But I'm saying
there was
a
whistleblower that worked at Boeing for 32 years in quality assurance in all of the older models as well that noticed that, like, quality assurance was going down and a lot of this manufacturing was being outsourced. And beyond that, like, the production had diminished in quality, right?
Okay.
And it was becoming dangerous.
And so
he left the company.
Tweeted it?
And he basically, he did not tweet it. This was, you know, I think like, for 7 years, he left the company. And for 7 years, he was trying to blow the whistle and get people to pay attention to what was happening at Boeing. This you know, diminishing quality assurance and how devastating that could possibly be. And it did actually become very devastating for many people. I'm pretty sure Malaysia stopped altogether utilizing Boeing planes. I think they like stopped utilizing the newer Boeing fleets. And a lot of the newer Boeing planes have run into these problems. Many of those problems are from what I understand, caused by outsourced manufacturing. Why do they outsource the manufacturing on different parts of the plane? It's because it's cheaper.
Isn't the Dreamliner Boeing?
Yeah, Boeing's the Dreamliner.
Yeah. And
shit.
And it's all a consequence of Boeing trying to make as much money as possible.
You could go back and look at incidents with Airbus too. I mean, look, there was an A380, a Qantas A380 that was traveling to Sydney that was just falling out of the sky, and it injured several people. They landed safely, but it was just nosediving, similar to what the MAX did, except this one was at altitude.
Write that one down.
Look up Qantas flight, whatever.
All right,
we are all
in agreement. Air travel unsafe. You had other times.
We are all in agreement. I will not fly.
I forgot what I was going to say because, like, I had a topic. What was I talking about before you chimed in with the fucking Boeing?
Well, don't say interrupted. He's doing his job.
He's doing his topics.
I want to respect his job.
I want to be clear here. I think that the whistleblower thing is very suspicious, and also Boeing needs to be held accountable. But what I'm trying to say is we need to quit cherry picking these little maintenance events. Often from clips that happened years ago to fuel this narrative that we already know, which is Boeing and the MAX. We know all about that, but all these things are separate issues, and it's fueling it's fear mongering, and it's fueling
that only works in your favor. That drives the price of air travel down.
Well, no, it's not working. Not working.
Yeah, you can't book.
It does nothing but drive fear into the flying public.
How fucked up is it if you're, you know, in your backyard having a dog birthday party and then all of a sudden a Boeing panel crushes you?
Yeah, like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Donnie Darko.
That is not a cool thing to think about.
I'm just in my bed smiling. I'm waiting for the engine.
Okay, well, that's one of the topics. Speaking of doggy birthday parties. Kaya's birthday was March 5th, but because I'm a bad dog dad, I didn't throw a birthday party then.
Lots of people wait for birthday parties. This is normal.
Yeah, okay,
lots of people also don't throw their dogs parties.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we are doing that. And I say we, I mean Cutie.
Dude,
is doing that.
I call Hassan last night. I'm like, who's coming to the party? And he was like, well, Farley. And I'm like, Farley is not coming.
Farley would have hated this.
I know, but it would have still been funny.
And then he's like, Fifi's out of town.
I
and I'm like,
Kaya.
Okay, so Fiona's not coming.
I love Kaya. And I don't know what happened, but Farley hates Kaya.
Yeah, no, I know what happened.
Yeah, she's a 200-pound fucking tank, and she plows into my tiny little bougie-ass French Duke of a dog. And he's like, get off me!
Yeah. No, Kaya treats... Kaya's very good at playing. Like, very good. She'll even, like, take L's, and she's, like, very balanced. But the problem is, because of how big she is, she can't, like... There's no delicate touch when you're playing with a dog that is the size of a fucking chew toy.
Yeah.
So...
Farley's like, dainty, too. Farley's a French Duke. Farley is a very cerebral dog. He's super smart. And he doesn't like that shit. He doesn't play that shit.
Yeah. So, like, I've seen Kai play with, like, smaller dogs. Like, she will, you know, paw them.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Kai and Nobby today.
No. We're going to make sure that Nobby is, like, safe, obviously.
By the way, turns out I was invited to the dog birthday party the whole time.
Of course
Hassan,
you were.
This is what I said.
He calls me on the phone. He's like, are you flying out after the podcast? I say, yeah, I'm going home. He's like, wait, you're not coming to the birthday party? And I just thought I wasn't invited because he told me
that
so.
Is the most insane thing I've ever.
Well, I feel like only dogs should attend.
That's what I thought.
Austin,
I did say it's like showing up to an elementary school without a child.
Yeah,
Austin, you literally have the keys to my gate and to my house, and you stay here. Sometimes you come to my house when I'm overseas. Of course you're invited to the fucking party. What the fuck?
You told me specifically, gay people not allowed.
Austin said, yo, can I bring the street twinks?
No,
to
I think he's literally...
I bring 10 to 15 street twinks to the dog birthday?
By the way,
he just didn't want to come and he's using...
You guys have been so successful.
Street twinks.
So successful
at branding street twinks.
At coining terms associated with me. Selfish top.
Yeah. It's true.
And street twinks.
Yeah, I wonder why. Yeah,
every time twinks. I'm posted.
Now his friends are like, I am a street twink.
Well, now every time I collaborate with anybody, the comments are filled with, is this a street twink?
Oh.
Street twinks is...
Yeah.
I would want to be called a street twink.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if it's like, you know, like...
Street
twink. The worst one, which is one that I loathe, is the selfish top...
Yeah. Is this true?
Conspiracy theory.
Well, then, you know, keep him confused.
But I need to ask you...
Be a service top, and they'll be like, wow, I'm pleasantly surprised.
There's only two constants in this life. You are a selfish top.
No.
And Hassan's car smells like farts. Okay. These are the only two things
that I
pay for.
I need to ask you a question. How do I defeat these selfish top rumors?
Eat ass on camera.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Kaya broke it again.
I got to eat ass on camera?
Yeah, you got to do it.
Whose ass do I got to eat?
Kaya's.
I don't know.
Kaya's
people love my ass.
What the fuck? Why are you like that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So weird.
Cutie, I revoke my dap.
Yeah, that's
wait,
crazy.
On, so I gotta do porn in order to.
Okay. Speaking of like not doing porn, but like collaborating, there's another thing I want to address.
No, we're not done talking about her lovely birthday party. You forgot
okay,
to invite
right.
Ludwig.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, I'm a bad dad. That was what I was going to say. I'm a bad dog
Hassan
dad. I'm a bad dad
phone,
in general.
Thank you for rescuing
like,
me.
He was like,
he thought he was going to be at the marathon.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Ludwig. He was like, I'm going to embarrass
ass.
Kaya because she didn't have any friends coming.
No, Kaya does have some friends coming. Like, there's like eight dogs coming.
My cat said no.
Ethan Nestor is coming uh-huh. with his dog. Jarvis Johnson is coming with his dog.
Do you think if I cry during the party, Ethan will laugh?
What? No, not Ethan Klein. Ethan
oh,
Nestor.
Damn it.
What the fuck? No.
I thought all Ethans were the same.
No, not
okay,
all Ethans.
Okay, Ethan Nestor.
Not all Ethans. Yeah, Ethan Nestor, not Ethan Klein.
Okay.
I didn't even ask Ethan because I felt like he would be
not
like,
come.
I felt like he would be like, I'm not leaving my house. I have children and
Kaya.
Dogs, and I, you know, I never leave my home.
Well, I was going to hire a Snoop Dogg impersonator. and it was $3,000.
Yeah, it's too much.
And so and that was over the budget, as you know. And then
I get it, Snoop Dogg.
I was gonna hire a Pitbull impersonator, but they put on a whole ass concert, and it was like $10,000.
Dale.
Yeah, Dale.
That's crazy. Cool.
Yeah, but we didn't do any of that. So.
But yeah, what do we got lined up for this birthday party? Which, by the way, you guys will probably have seen by now by the time this video comes out. But still,
yeah, you'll have to rate each activity out of 10. We've got musical sit with the dogs, musical chairs, but the owners have to get them to sit. That'll
not
be fun.
One of these dogs are gonna sit.
Yeah, it'll be awful. We've got dog bingo for the adults. We got pin the nose on the dog for the adults. We got guess the dog and me, where all of us are going to have a dog on our forehead and you have to guess by just asking questions.
Like the breed?
Like famous dogs.
What dog would we all be?
Like the breed?
Yeah.
You got that dog in you? What kind of dog would you
be? I think you'd be a Cane Corso.
I think so, yeah.
That's a good dog for him.
You know what no, actually, I got another one.
What's up?
It's the, what is it like? It's a Caucasian dog called like Aloi or something. Can you try to find this, March? I was looking at this yesterday.
Aloi?
Wait, hold on. This is
Mogwai?
Like, they're making new dogs out here. Okay, I fucking was shocked when I found out. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up on my YouTube.
Austin and I'll give is you a French name. Bulldog.
Oh, I'll take
I think
it.
He's a terrier.
Oh, he's a French bulldog.
Like a
French bulldogs
black
are like
Jack Russell.
Handsome dogs, but they're also really jacked. Pull up a jacked French bulldog.
Oh, wait, actually, I don't know if I want it.
Nah, dude, look at
Can
that.
Can I be like an Italian bulldog or something?
Dude, look at that. That's
Alibi.
Awesome show.
Alibi. Yeah. Look up Alabai.
Okay.
These dogs get up to 178 pounds.
Okay,
it's
see
like
that.
A big lab.
And they're very like, they're ruthless, but also very chill as well.
Cutie Cinderella.
I want to be a Pomeranian.
No, the easiest one of my life. You're a King Charles Cavalier.
I don't want to be that.
You're that. That's what you are.
The most like the dog with the most severe mental health problems.
I don't want to be that.
Well, you're that.
Wait, that one? Go down with the big, go to the right. That one. That is Cutie Cinderella.
That's, okay,
that
that's
is
a
the
lock.
Most cutie coated dog I've ever seen.
I don't want to be that.
You know that has like 8 different kinds of dog autism too.
I only have one kind, so we're different.
First of all, your dog already has mental health issues.
Yeah, can I just be my dog?
And what kind of dog am I?
I think you're
Golden Retriever.
Thank you.
What the fuck? Like, bring not even home. A question.
Bring it home.
Anyway, we have a splash pad for the dogs. We got a ball pit. We got an obstacle course. We're going to time the dogs on it.
Okay.
We got prizes. No, we don't. I forgot the prizes.
All right.
We got a tutu for Kai. We got birthday hats. We've got karaoke, dog songs only.
This is great.
Little
you
bow
did
wow.
A good job.
Thank you.
You did an incredible job.
Thank you so much, Cutie, for planning his birthday party.
Yeah.
Who let
planning
the dogs
Kai's
out?
Birthday party.
No, I'm not gonna say it.
What?
I'm so
what?
Not the biggest Snoop Dogg music fan.
Why is that controversial?
Because we love Snoop Dogg on this side of the room.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Look at
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we know.
Name
him.
3 Snoop Dogs.
Drop it like it's hot.
California.
Yeah, drop it like it's hot.
Knows how to party.
Technically a Pharrell song.
That's
but
Tupac. That's Tupac.
Oops.
How about
okay, two more?
Two more?
No, they kind of got one.
Drop
and
it
half.
Like it's hot.
I said gin and juice.
Gin and juice.
Fine. That's no, not between you two. I need 3 separate ones.
Okay, come on.
Crazy.
Drop it like it's
we're
hot.
We're a team. We've always
drop
been a
it like
team.
It's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Okay. And gin and juice. Baby.
He was in California Girls with
Murder
Katy Perry.
Was the case that they gave me wet. Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, those are my. I was just. That's not fair.
I feel it wouldn't drop it
what's
like it's hot be
Snoop?
Like half a Snoop Dogg.
Sexual Eruption.
That's the song
sexual
that you're
eruption.
Explaining already, but yeah.
I just don't know.
I feel
I'm
like
not
drop
good
it like
names.
It's hot is like half. The half point.
Why?
Because it's a
I feel like
song.
There's more songs that I know.
When the pigs try and get it, you pop it like it's hot.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay, okay.
I got my rollie on the roll and my flow shot.
There are going to be dogs there. I will say this. I will say this. I think, and this is like how I live my life as well. Mm. I realized like on Kai's birthday, I was like, damn, like what can I do that's like really unique for her? Because I love her and she is my whole life. And I realized like she lives the most incredible life already. Like, I take her to the fucking park every day.
Mm.
If I don't take her to the park, I take her to the gym with me, where she has like her besties. They will be at the birthday
party. I heard
party.
One of them is her boyfriend. Rumor yeah. on the street.
Yeah, she has a boyfriend.
I thought she was a lesbian.
No, she's definitely, she might be bisexual. I don't know, but she is a thought. Like, I do have a thought daughter.
Damn.
For sure.
Okay.
But
even after she got fixed?
She hasn't got fixed yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm a bad uncle.
Yeah, you are a bad uncle.
Farley's definitely gay.
I wasn't invited.
Farley's gay.
Really?
Yeah. Farley's big gay.
Swift Stop saying really? I wasn't invited. You were invited. You just don't want to show
did
up.
Did you catch him at a glory hole or something?
No, Farley is just gay.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's like a mean old gay.
No, like I know he's not, he's into dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What led you to believe that?
He only is interested in dudes. He likes,
he only
likes,
humps male he is, stuffed animals.
And in the most gay turn ever, he's only attracted to male dogs that look exactly like him.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome.
That'd yeah. be, it'd be that's funnier if he was into like really big male dogs.
No, little multi-poos. That's all he fucks with.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he has to dominate.
Oh, wow.
God,
are multi-poos the twink of dogs?
He's such a prissy bitch.
He is so prissy. I love
he's
him.
He's always like this.
He's so smart.
With his
though.
Underbite.
He's so. Yeah. Farley is a crazy smart dog. He like if he's thirsty, he'll take his water bowl and just like rock it around with his paw
really?
To make noise. Yeah. When he has to go out, he hits his bell and then he looks at you. He goes, ding.
Excuse me. Yeah. I would like to go out, please.
It's time to go tee-tee.
It's been 35 minutes since
we get a
pet
puppuccino
me.
Every day.
Oh, I do
what?
That too.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of want a dog.
You can't.
No, you can't have a dog.
No. Hold on. I went to New York City.
If you get a little dinky dog like mine, you can do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want a long-haired weenie dog. That's what I want.
Oh, babe.
Dude, I want a long-haired weenie dog, and I want to move to New York City. I went to New York City. It took me 48 hours, and I caught the bug. It's just what an amazing place. LA sucks.
Yeah.
Everything about LA sucks. New York City is just amazing. The transportation, you can get it. You're moving constantly. You can get the place.
I actually love this for you.
Yeah, I love New York City.
Because I think it'll force you to get an apartment here.
Wait, in New York City?
No, here in LA.
Ever with to the, live in with New the York intro City? Or no?
How
no, because I think you'll get a weenie dog and you'll
with the long-ass thing that we did?
That was like 15 minutes.
No, it was like 15 minutes.
We can cut out the intro.
I have a feeling that I trust Marsh here.
Okay, well...
Listen,
I love you with the
there's
dog.
So much more yeah, I want to talk about. I have multiple, I have so many more topics lined up that we didn't even get to, including some of your adventures in
yeah,
New York.
I want to talk about your TikToks.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Oh, Austin has now officially infiltrated Gay Talk, and I fucking hate it. I need to show you.
No, wait. Are we doing it behind the paywall?
No, we're going to do it now.
No, what?
Let's do it now. I have so many more.
Yeah.
I have so many more things
special
to say.
Special episodes. Okay.
No, okay. Pull it up. Pull this shit up. What's the name of this?
No, we ran out of time, folks.
No. Austin. What's the name, Austin?
His name,
show the TikTok.
His name is Stan Chris.
I just got sent that photo. Look at Farley.
Yeah.
He's look at how Stan Chris.
Oh, he looks so pretty.
Look at how cool he is.
He thinks he's a lion.
His name is Stan Chris.
He's constantly okay. throwing that like.
Okay.
Zoolander.
Look, there's a new one out. And look. Okay.
Who is this guy?
Now look. Stan Chris. And there's
he
Stan.
He says Austin Show collab arrow down.
Okay.
Can you click on one of these Austin Show collabs,
okay,
please?
Look. Okay.
Play that.
Well, if you haven't seen this, it's going to blow your mind.
What? So I met this guy. Let me guess. He's a twink. No. I mean, yes, but this one's different. I promise. This one's different.
Look, you guys. Look, okay. What? Look, it got 250,000 views. I mean, come on. Look, guys.
Have
on.
You no shame?
What do you mean, have I no shame?
Have you no shame?
Somebody asked me.
Austin, you get a dap.
Thank you.
You get a dap, and I'm going to tell you why.
Thank you, Will.
You got to suck this dick before Congress bans it.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
You got to squeeze every
thank
last
you.
TikTok drop.
Thank you, Will. Congress bans TikTok
after that. I thought
you were
talking on the man's dick.
Thank you. Will, here's the deal. I felt like.
He's TikTok famous. Let him be TikTok famous.
I felt like. You know what I felt like watching this?
I felt jealous.
Yeah, peanut butter and jealous. He wants to be gay so bad.
Let's not forget your fucking emo ass lip syncs. That made my butthole pucker.
Yeah,
those were bad.
Thank you.
I felt
you didn't
like,
expect this to turn on you, motherfucker. Did you?
I you
felt
didn't even
like
know the
watching.
Words.
I felt like watching like a loved one, like a girlfriend, cheat on you with someone else, but because you love them so much, you're like also kind of happy for them because you want them to move on and spread their wings and fly, but it's also a promise of what it could be.
I
want
to
like,
react to them
what
all.
Is going on here? You don't bring this. You don't do fucking don't shit know. Like this.
Wait,
with
I,
us.
Didn't, I didn't even see this one. That's a man right there.
Oh, this is so gay.
Surprisingly, I've never seen this.
You've never seen
what? Why did he post this?
I know. Is that shocking?
Wait, I like that one. It was natural.
Video on YouTube.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the deal. There's two things.
No, go to the one with the shirt. The
can I explain? Can I
not until we watch
this. No, we're
this.
Talking over you, okay? We're talking over you. What the fuck are you doing? You never slut it up like this for us.
And people are clowning me for this line that I nailed and delivered. I mean, come on.
What?
I mean, come on. That's...
What? Nothing?
Well,
Okay, what's happening here? Okay. Why do you guys both? Why do you both have the cadence of like doing gay porn?
I don't know.
My man,
I think you're a good actor.
Hold on. My man said, what?
Why?
I honestly, you know what's so funny is I thought I ate with that line.
You did.
Thank
if
you.
I was gay, I'd want to suck your dick.
Thank you. That's the whole
you
point.
Know what it
you're
is?
Not my target
you know
audience.
What it is? You know what it is?
Okay.
It's funny because the subtext is like, you want to just fuck right now?
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on in that one.
Okay.
Did you guys fuck?
No, we didn't.
You're the worst
little
gay.
Bit, little bit. Fuck a little bit.
Let me tell you something.
Did you do a little
no,
suck
nothing.
Fuck?
Nothing happened.
Little friendly suck
no,
fuck?
No, we're friends and we were collaborators, okay? Now,
I don't believe
here's the,
don't
we,
believe
we were actors. Respect our art. We were
you're
actors.
Fucking fraudulent. Okay. You're a fraudulent
now,
bitch.
Let me tell you something, though.
You're fraudulent bitch.
I got to tell you something, all right? I got invited. So I went to New York City and I got invited to collaborate with Stan Chris. Stan Chris is known for like street interviews.
Street gay.
No. Also go to art. Go look up art gay interview on Instagram. I was all there. You didn't even see this. This one got like 2.5 million views of me being interviewed. And that's where it started. And then I started collaborating again.
So you're on gay talk now.
Chris.
He's king of the street gays.
Stan Chris asked me to do these TikToks and he told me what we were doing and I just did them and I delivered. And those were my lines and I read them. Okay?
You should do a segment called Street Gays where you just go talk to gays in West Hollywood.
Yeah, I think actually that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's better than the Tub Show.
Wait, speaking of which,
oh, no.
Are you free this week?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll do the Tub Show.
Okay, because that's what you're going to be there in Austin. You're
going to
be in Austin.
You're going back to Austin?
Yeah.
Are you coming to the film festival?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Will Nat Film Festival.
It's a Will Nat Film Festival. It's a Will Nat Film Festival. But are you going to be in Austin throughout the weekend?
Do you want to participate in the music contest tomorrow?
Is it here?
AI music contest. No, it's online. It's just at your computer.
Yeah, I'll participate.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll add you.
Yeah, add me. Hassan, I would come to LA, but you won't get in the bathtub.
I will not. You're right. Not yet. I'm getting close, though.
Okay, but the deal is this.
17% body fat. Once I get down, like once I'm sub 15, I'll do the tub.
Okay. All right. Well, you're already sub 15. You look good. Okay.
I mean, but like not good enough to be in a tub naked.
But
in an uncomfortable position.
This is what I was talking about earlier is I went, all those fucking comments were saying, Chris, are you a street gay? And then also the other one was saying, careful, he's a selfish top. That's what
That's
all
awesome.
The comments were saying.
That's so sick.
Literally every single comment.
Because it's true.
Is piercing the community.
Are you a street gay?
That's what they said. Are you a street gay?
Austin, we made you.
You did.
We made you.
You
did. Those inside comments drive up engagement.
I know, but what's so funny is you've tossed me to the gay community with like two like faux pas, selfish top. And,
but it's humor.
Yeah, I know. But look, I want to, for the record show, I'm not, I'm a service top. I'm going to eat. Look,
I've never seen you suck on camera. Yeah.
I got an idea. This is what's going to solve it.
I've never seen
this. This is going to solve it.
How would you eat ass? Show it behind the paywall.
No,
hold
it.
On. Before we go to the paywall, I want to ask.
I don't believe it.
We'll get where they prove that your signature's real. What are one of those people?
A
notary?
A notary.
We will get this. We will have a notary. And you two will sit in the room because I don't think it's appropriate. I will eat another man's ass in front of you. We will get it notarized.
It needs to be a gay notary.
It'll be a gay notary.
Gay notary.
And they will validate the fact that I did it, okay? And that you can all then free me from the title.
Okay,
being a
you can
top.
Show us how you eat ass behind the paywall, which you
right.
guys can check out.
What
we got
will do,
so many more things to cover.
This is what we'll do. We will watch Dune 2 on DVD. And
I like
we will
that.
Eat ass for the 3 hours.
I love it.
Wow.
Dune 2. It's gonna be hard.
I'll eat
so
ass
compelling.
So my tongue is raw. I don't
give
a shit.
We'll be watching the movie, but it's just a good timer.
Selfless service top Austin
He's a
show.
Service
yeah,
top.
You're never gonna live
I'm gonna eat ass for charity.
I'll start calling you a service top.
Thank you.
Okay, after you prove to us how you eat ass behind the paywall,
Streaking.
Oh my God.
Stay tuned, folks. You can get that and like, so much even, more. I have a lot more content that we're going to be covering
have a fake ass I can
behind
use
the paywall.
That might be our best episode.
Patreon.com/fearand. Get in. We're doing it.
Hey, before we go.
That's right.
I'm so proud of us.
Yeah.
Look, you know how many episodes we've done together recently?
How many?
Only like several in a row. Several.
I think okay. This is like, okay. Third.
Okay.
Yeah, this
see you on the paywall.
Peace out. Wait, is this the last episode before you go to Australia?
We might shoot another one.
Yeah, okay.
Which we are going to be talking about behind the paywall.
Okay, cool.
Man, I had to walk through the LA marathon and somehow I'm the only one at the podcast. This is crazy. And let me tell you, they don't look kindly upon guys wearing ski masks at marathons is what I found out. That was a mistake. I admit. But I had a vampire facial yesterday, and I'm supposed to keep my skin covered in the sun because I want to look good for you, the viewer. Anyway, first topic. So dude, we started. So just walk in. Try not to be disruptive. All right. All right. First guest here is Hassan Piker. Hey, Hassan Piker. Everybody, how you? Okay, he's not sitting down. Oh boy, we're live. It's gonna be a great little bonus clip. Oh, Austin's shitting. He's wearing his dad's clothes. Austin, let me see your fit. It actually kind of goes hard. Oh my God. I don't know. Where'd you get it from? Really? Where are the boots from? I like the boots.
Thank you.
Really like the pants.
Okay, not a fan of the shirt.
No, I like. Oh, is it all one shirt?
No, it's layered. I could just fucking wear this.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, you know.
We should definitely.
We'll start 20 minutes ago. I had to walk here. Well, till Marsh saved me.
Marsh, did you...
Marsh on camera! Marsh on camera!
Welcome back to the Fear and Podcast. This is the B team. The B string episode. We couldn't afford Cutie and Hassan today.
I'm young Billy.
Yeah. I know. We couldn't afford for Will to show his face.
Yeah, so this is a stand-in, and we're just going to put Will's voice on.
Hey, Marsh, did you
just
take
a voiceover? Yeah, it is.
I just walked in. Yeah, it's the same.
Well, because it did from one episode to the next. It's like, it was, yeah, I don't know what happened or what changed, but it definitely did.
Hi, Kaya. Happy birthday.
I have a
cowboy day.
I have a tutu for her.
She's going to hate that.
She's going to be so cute. She got a tutu, a bandana, a birthday hat. Oh.
Here we are.
Yeah, we've been rolling for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, no. Okay, nice.
They're going to love this.
Well, we don't have to use it.
Yeah.
We can cut it up.
We're using it.
We can cut to the good parts of that last 15 minutes.
What? I set that rule forever ago.
What is happening?
I said if you talk and eat, I have to punch you. So finish your sandwich and then you tell your New York story.
Okay. Okay.
While we wait for Austin to finish his sandwich and talk... beyond Austin's New York adventures, there was a bunch of other stuff I wanted to talk about
that's
that
right,
I'm forgetting.
That's right.
Oh, we were talking about Australia.
Oh yeah, you were talking about Australia.
Yes, we were talking about Australia. Will, you've been kind of sad. You said you want to switch things up.
Yep.
I suggest going down on that. All right.
Maybe. Oh, I go down on that, mate.
Yeah, and meeting up under. With
Steve. Fucking throw a spanner in there.
Yeah, meeting with Steve Irvin's
bloody
son.
Fucking legend, mate.
What? How do you fucking feel about that, mate?
Wait. Meeting that Steve. Good, mate.
What? No.
Meeting Steve Irvin's son, mate.
Yeah,
you
mate.
Didn't tell me you were meeting Steve Irvin's son.
I didn't tell you
Can
anything.
Can I make a suggestion?
Wait, will you take Maya?
Can I make a suggestion? I will pay.
Will she be listen, down to come?
Listen.
I can call her.
You, I will allow you to book my travel one way, but I will pay for it if you find a shark cage for us.
There is, I'm not doing
that. Shark cage.
I'm not doing that.
I need to look death in the face. I need to look into a shark's eyes.